This is Radio Free Cybertron with your host, Brian Kilby, featuring Chris, Don, Rob, Diecast, John, and Melvar. For the latest Transformer news, reviews, and more, visit tformers.com.
I'll be there in a minute.
Okay. 3, 2, 1.
Oh, look, it's sold out already.
Thank you, Diecast. This is Radio Free Cybertron, episode 625.
Don's about to blow his top because he's not getting his vehicle Voltron because apparently it's sold. Diecast is joking.
Yes.
Didn't sell out.
If he's not joking, his ass is mine.
Oh, wow. Wow. Don is serious.
Vehicle Voltron is serious business
yeah.
to Don.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm tempted, but that's a lot of money for something I have a perfectly good Tuesday morning knockoff of that. So
Kmart.
I don't have a version of that, believe it or not.
Yeah. I have a $10 version.
I don't think I have any more Vehicle Voltrons around anywhere either.
Yeah. So Matt, Rob, Chris, Don, Jason's here. John's here.
Yes.
He got it.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. I need to thank personally who that was. As soon as I find out who it was, I need to thank them.
Benjamin Yoon.
Benjamin, thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Don. So, hey, if you want Don to thank you, join us in the chat, tfradio.net/live, every Wednesday about 8 p.m. Eastern time. And you can participate. It's a lot of fun. Okay. Yeah,
if you want to try to provoke members of the show into buying expensive things during pre-show or the early parts of the show, come and join our chat, and you might just get your chance.
It's sport, really.
Yeah. And this is
sometimes basically... it's incredibly easy because Brian is kind of a sucker.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not very sporting then.
Yeah. Well, see, I figured since I was good and I didn't buy MP44, I can buy this and it all balances out.
Sure, and it's cheaper. Actually.
Yes,
MP44. We finally found something that a Soul of Jigoken is cheaper than. MP44.
Oh my god, that's so depressing.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just wait till Trion 3 comes out. God.
I mean, for people who aren't in that collecting scene, like Soul of Jigoken for 20 years has been the thing that is like a high watermark for. Yeah. Yeah, you have a lot of money. You're serious about collecting this thing. Yeah. You buy a Soul of Jigoken of it when it comes out.
It's the hot toys of
robots.
Yeah. So, pretty much.
Like,
that's a good analogy.
So I think I discovered Gold Lightan on live on an episode of RSC, and I've wanted the Soul of Jigoken figure that for the longest time. I don't know why. I just love the way it looks. It's $110, right? I'm looking on eBay. Are these knockoffs? Are there knockoffs of Soul of Jigoken figures, or could I expect that to be the real deal?
That's outside my experience, unfortunately.
Yeah, okay. I've never encountered a knockoff, but I've never gone looking either. I mean, Gold Lightan
I've also never seen one that cheap.
Yeah.
Well, to be fair, when it was new, at least, I got the Mazinger Z from the like very basic one from the Mazin Kaiser OAV for like $50.
So, like, again, not knowing anything, like Gold Lightan, he's a lighter, which, you know, I have no appreciation for, but in Robot Mode, he kind of looks like a microphone. I'm like, oh, I like that. So, but it's not a microphone. It's a gold lighter.
Yeah. Years ago, when I would see random pictures of Gold Lightan on the internet, it looked more like a big gold building because the little squares look like the windows.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That too. Yeah. But it's, never. I may pick that up eventually. I would like to get like a Mazinger Z or something.
Yeah, that's why I got mine. Unfortunately, I stored it poorly and the face is a little bit warped, which I'm glad it was only the $50 model at, having that problem.
Yeah.
Because I've always hoped that they would release one of the more simplified Mazingers with a scrambler over here, but do a Transor Z like packaging for it. Then release it as Transor Z
That would be great, but that would be
that'd be hard to do.
Incredibly niche for what it is.
I know four that would sell. I know four people that would buy that. Maybe five.
I would if I could. So
four and
God
a half.
God Mars looks pretty good. That one's coming out. In,
I have God Mars. I got the first issue a couple years ago. I got it because it's the closest to where we're going to get to Mighty Orbots.
Is God Mars related to God Neptune?
Maybe.
No, probably not. Okay. Let's see here. Well, anything going on this week? So we were talking in pre-show, SDCC is over about a month and a half away, so still a little bit out there. You know, nothing in the way of spoilers. I think we're going to try to do a prediction show for SDCC here, maybe 2 weeks out before the show, which, you know, usually leaks for that pop up like more or less right before the event. So that gives us a little bit of padding in case, you know, everything explodes again like it did a couple years back. Or was that last year? The leak cast? Maybe that was last year.
Year before, I believe.
The leak cast was the Power of the Primes dump.
Yeah,
2017, I think.
Okay, Rodimus Supreme corrects me. He's like, no, Brian, in pre-show we were talking about burgers and barbecue.
Yeah.
At one point, yes, that is true. It's very fluid pre-show.
Hopefully the burgers and barbecue are not very fluid, though, because then you're doing something wrong.
Sadly. So
might be when it's coming out.
God. So I'm trying to do keto. Not that, you know, not that I think keto is the be all end all, but like I think low carb is, you know, good to try. So tomorrow on the meal plan is barbecue. So I'm actually was already planning on that. So it's, yeah, pretty excited. Yesterday was ribs. Oh, I finally got ribs right on the smoker.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Nice.
You know, it's finally, the first couple times, first time I totally botched it. Second time it was close. This last weekend, it was just dead on perfect. So,
okay, now you need to just work on smoking a brisket.
Yeah, that's next. I'm going to try that next. I'm not there brisket. Yet. Yeah, brisket is pretty great.
Man, I want some corned beef.
I had corned beef for breakfast last Friday. Ooh. Yeah. Yeah, I can only eat corned beef in like small doses.
Yeah, corned beef, I enjoy corned beef, but corned beef is not my friend.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm your host and friend, Brian Kilby, and this is Radio Free Cybertron for the week, and we're going to jump into what we have. I have something I want to talk about, but I don't think it's something worth going last for. I'm just going to start. It's nothing huge. So, two things. One, I forgot who it was on Twitter, but somebody shared a couple weeks back. A knockoff red G1 beachcomber. And I'm like, oh, I like that. I want that. So I bought that. So it's one of those knockoffs. I believe they're made by the company or company, quote, people that make the G1 counterfeits. I'm going to call them counterfeits. The ones that are in G1 packaging and, you know, in 99%. Replicate G1 toys.
That would be the word, yeah.
Yeah, so this one, most of them have a rub sign. This one doesn't. But otherwise, it's pretty darn close. I couldn't find my G1 beachcomber to compare it to. Had to compare it to my G2. So there are mold differences, I'm certain. Well, obviously, there are mold differences, at least with certain things between G1 and G2. The tires even say Dunlop, just like the original toy did, which I didn't even realize. Yeah, I didn't even realize. I'd forgotten that it says Dunlop on it until I was comparing it. But comparing it to the G2 toy, there's a couple of details that are a little different. There is this little ridges on his chest on this. They're nice and rounded on the G2 toy. They're kind of sharp. If I had my G1 toy, I would wager that they're closer to this, if I had to guess, because again, they're trying to replicate the G1 toy. I mean, down to the Hasbro 84 text on the door here. Oh, but yeah, I like it. Quality's nice.
It doesn't feel like it's going to break, does it?
Not at all. No. It's sturdy. It's very sturdy. The plastic, again, I don't have my G1 toy to compare it to. The plastic feels more rigid than I would imagine the G1 toy does. So the plastic quality is, and again, this is just my recollection. It's been probably 2 years since I handled my G1 toy. I throw it in a box, so it's been less than 2 years. But the plastic feels slightly different than I remember the G1 toy feeling. But yeah, it's really nice. It's super high quality. I saw somebody on Facebook selling this right now for $20. I got this on eBay, I think shipped for $15 from China, so it took about 3 weeks to get it. But their sellers in the U.S. are selling it. I'm pretty sure I'm sure, pretty sure, what is it? Plastique Boutique has it for sale or had it for sale. So there are plenty of places to get it. I like it. It's nice. Other thing I got, I was really excited about a couple months back when I got my 1985 Happy Meals toy Gears figure.
Did you get another one?
I got another one. I didn't. Ooh, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. So this one is another one that matches the actual toy of the four robots, which they have, which are Bumblebee, Cliffjumper, Gears, and Brawn, Gears, and Cliffjumper all have a deco that looks like the G1 toy. Bumblebee really doesn't.
I think the closest Bumblebee had was one that was majorly black with yellow.
Yeah, but I got Cliffjumper.
Oh, nice.
So he's red and black. So he's hollow in the back, unlike Gears, who has a flat back. So it's a little bit different.
Oh, so it doesn't transform.
Oh, no. They're just little hunks of plastic.
Okay.
These are eminently knockoffable, so I'm surprised that there aren't, like, KOs of these out there. Because for what goes into this, you're talking about 10,000% profit, you know. So it's... But I'm really happy with it. My goal is to get all of them. Probably not going to happen. I probably won't keep interest long enough to do it. But if I can get that Brawn that's yellow and green and that Bumblebee that sort of matches.
The stealth Bumblebee.
Or I could go for, I think, is it Bumblebee or Cliffjumper? Maybe both that is in the Wasp colors.
I think Bumblebee's is green, yeah.
Yeah, I would consider getting that, but
I've got the Impossible Toys Wasp. Is that what you're talking about, Brian?
No, Don. Not what I'm talking about. No.
Sorry.
Don just tuned back in, so.
My internet was a little, you were breaking up a lot. It's starting to even out now, but I wasn't sure.
Okay.
I just heard green Bumblebee is what I heard.
Yeah, okay. Don's brand new spanking modem here is not doing its job. It had one job.
Yeah. I did a speed test. I got 5.1. That's the most I've ever got on
5.1 what?
5.1 going down.
Don, you know what the fastest I've ever gotten on mine going down, Don? 935.
Nice.
That's slightly more than mine.
Yeah. Yeah. That's just the comparison. Don, you should move down here, you and your girlfriend. I'm wanting to sell this house, so you guys, never mind. So
Yeah, Spider Bob's on it. He's saying 5.1 kilobits per second.
Oh God! You know, that's back in the day when it would take you, 5,000 hours, estimated to download a Windows update. So God.
Or when you would spend 6 hours downloading 5 minutes of an episode of Dragon Ball GT in postage stamp size.
Actually, I was doing all my downloading of Dragon Ball GT and Dragon Ball Z over my satellite internet that I had at the time. So I could download it super fast for about 3 minutes, then it would go down to normal dial-up speeds. So
Yeah. Well, you should have been doing that in the middle of the night when they would usually not throttle.
That's what I did to watch Kamen Rider and Super Sentai when you can still find it on YouTube.
Yeah.
I started at like 8 o'clock and before I go to bed, then I get up at 2 o'clock in the morning and watch it, then go back to bed.
Yeah. Okay. Super happy to have that Cliffjumper and super happy again to have that Beachcomber. I got mini bots. Didn't even think about that. They're both mini bots, and as we've established, mini bots are my favorite Transformers.
Yes, and while you were talking about that, I was inspired to pull down my G2 Beachcomber, which was on the shelf next to me here.
Nice. I love that toy. The X-Transbots version, if it wasn't... It's so tempting, but...
It's pretty.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But I don't need it because I have the G2 toy, and really, that form factor is what's important to me, not so much even the look, so...
Or my the design. Thing is- And my thing is, Brian, I'm afraid to get either version because I need a Bumblebee for my Masterpiece collection. And if it's good, I want to get the G2 version. If I just get the G2 version, I have nothing for it to go with. Then I want to get the blue version. So it's like...
collecting dilemmas.
Collecting dilemmas. Okay. Mm-hmm. Diecast, what'd you get?
All right.
Gotta grab the pile.
Settle in, everybody.
Sure, grab your popcorn.
Grab your popcorn.
Oh, yeah. Chris has something important. But we'll let Diecast. Diecast, you go.
Oh, no, if Chris has something.
Since you already grabbed the pile.
You've got the pile. Do it.
Yeah, I've got the pile. I got this off Don, which I know Matt will approve.
Who cares? Psycho Red.
Nice. I stopped caring about that when it became apparent there was never going to be the full set of them.
Yes, no pink or yellow, but the ones that came out are nice.
I wonder if the other ones will just end up on eBay like that Don Cheadle War Machine I picked up.
So thank you, Don, for the fast shipping.
Yeah, no problem. That. Yeah, I know. I'm sorry, Matt. I'm sorry. I feel bad. I have guilt, especially after today. I have extreme guilt.
It's been years, Don. It's okay.
I also got Cosmos. This is the perfect, not perfect effects.
Ocular Max.
Yeah, they call it their perfection series. That's why I had perfect effects in my head, but. Yeah, I was like, oh man, I never got that, and I love Cosmos. He's one of my favorites. So,
how many is that for you now?
Got to get that. How many Cosmoses?
Yeah, it's like 3 or 4 now, right?
Oh, Masterpiece 3, I think. But yeah, that if you count like the little guys and all that stuff, God, I've loved Cosmoses.
It's so weird that you could go for years and not get anything for Cosmos because it canceled the line. And now we're basically just drowning in a sea of Cosmos.
I hope somebody takes their masterpiece Cosmos and recolors it to Scrounge. That would be great.
That would be kind of cool.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, that'd be great.
My favorite part of US Computron.
Yeah, I'm tempted to get the blue recolor that was Pathfinder, the Max, New Age version they did. That New Age.
Okay.
And I think they're also doing a big version of that one as well.
I'm really hoping that Vans Toys does Cosmos eventually. I think it's got to be on their short list.
They'll get to it, yeah.
Yeah. I also got some more Ocean Design Transformers stickers, but I believe these are the water slide ones because I wanted to try my hands at water slides. And then some of these, if I'm correct, are like old school Decepticon logos. So I'm excited about those too because I haven't had any of these style Decepticon logos.
So water slide, is that like where you have to apply water or something to make it work, like a tattoo or something?
Kind of, yeah. I think basically what you do is you cut it out, you soak it in water, and then you put it on the thing, and then you use like a cotton swab. And wet that and kind of get it to stick to this cotton swab. And then you put it on the figure and you can move it around to where you want it. And then you can just.
Does it
and
wind
you
up looking
pray
like,
it does not break.
Does it wind up looking like a tampo or something?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. It looks very natural. I used to put together model kits that have had these on them. And yeah, they look very good and very natural, assuming they do not break in the process of application, which they probably will. It's a good thing that's a big sheet because you got a lot of tries and as you get the hang of it, it will get easier for you. But yeah, those things were the bane of my like 8-year-old existence.
Well, I know there's small stickers too. I imagine they have less of a chance of breaking from intended handling than like, you know, pinstriping or something.
And like the have you ever seen how big the old AMT Enterprise model is, Chris?
Actually I own one.
Yeah. And putting the all the various things on from that I never got right.
Hey, well Chris, I've got a question. Is what Diecast is talking about a much, much more basic version of what they did to get the fur patterns on Masterpiece Optimus Primal? That was some kind of water.
In that both involved water. Yes.
Oh, okay. So it's not.
Okay. I'll run through the process in a very quick and basic way. For the transfer process for the Masterpieces with the fur texture and stuff, they would print a sheet on what's essentially plastic. They would lay that on a tank of water, and then there's a solution they spray on the top of it, which makes the plastic part dissolve away, leaving the printed image floating on the water. Mm-hmm. And then they run the part through that in a specific way to make the pattern adhere to the plastic piece.
All right, so it's really not even, it's just a...
No, like I said, in that they both use water, yes, they're similar.
So in that case, any of the Dinobots or whatever or whoever, none of them are exactly the same when it comes to where the pattern.
Yeah, I'm not sure if Dinobot had that process done, but like that was definitely a thing for Optimus Primal's fur texture. I think Dinobot's stripes and stuff probably could have been done with normal paint masks. Okay. But yeah, for Primal, maybe Cheetor's spots. I'm not sure about that either, though.
That's interesting. I'm amazed that would work. Cool. What else did I cast?
I got the metallic Master Square Optimus Prime.
Oh, nice. Magic Square. I think it's a Master Square.
Wait, I thought you didn't like Magic Square.
No, I love Magic Square.
No, I mean,
he didn't like the finish on it.
I didn't like the finish on the original.
Gotcha.
The metallic one, so.
Right. Okay. Well, okay. Glad. I'm glad you got one you like now, because that's a really good Prime.
Yeah, and you know what? I think about, I keep going back and forth, but I'm really considering canceling MP44.
I would.
That is a lot of money.
I don't. Well, between having the first Magic Square, having picked up the transform element Optimus as well, because they both do things I like, and I really just don't see a need to get MP44 when there's cheaper, nicer versions out there, or at least equivalent versions anyway.
But Diecast, won't the YouTube ad revenue more than cover the cost of the?
Yeah.
YouTube has ad revenue. What?
Oh man.
Put it this way: I make so little on that they don't even send me a tax form at the end of the year.
They probably don't even send you a check at the end of the year.
No.
No, there's a. I know what the payment threshold is. And yeah, that.
Oh, I know what the payment threshold is too. Believe me.
Yeah, the first
really because I don't
can take a while.
And the tax threshold's yet higher than that. So even if they were sending you a check, they probably wouldn't be sending you a form for a while.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, I've got
my tax forms even at my level. I think I've gotten tax documents from them. But yeah,
I've never got tax documents.
I've never gotten the tax document from YouTube. Yeah, we don't do enough views with ads. Actually, I think I may even have ads turned off. Right at some point.
I feel fancy.
Yeah. And you're part of a vibrant, thriving community. You know,
I've got a niche.
Battle Operation players.
Yes.
Apparently so, yeah, because I've met quite a few, but I've got a niche that works for me. That's all I can say.
Well, that's all you can really ask for.
It is.
And then the last thing I got here, the Iron Factory 2-pack of whoever and whoever.
Kaon and Voss.
Yeah, they're going to make a big Tarn. So that'll be pretty cool. And it comes with the chest section of the huge Tarn, which is just a picture of it on the back of the box. So at least you're getting some parts to actually build this combiner now that we have three.
So it's kind of like the old MicroMaster combiners where there might be like a frame that the other figures are sort of fitting around, maybe?
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, it would kind of have to be. It'd be hard to make a, you know, well-proportioned Legends combiner without some fill-in parts.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's Iron Factory. Don, you have the Bruticus, where there's basically a Bruticus bust that you plug the other five Combaticons into.
I haven't assembled him yet.
Of course you haven't.
I'm behind.
I'm not even surprised by that.
I need to.
I'm behind on some stuff, too. I got Superion still sitting there with one leg.
Well, he just doesn't have a leg to stand on, Doc. Yeah, so
he only has one leg to stand on.
What you need to do is go outside and find a stick and have a peg leg Superion.
I'm trying to remember the Superion wrap from the G2 commercial, and for whatever reason, it's just not coming to me.
Because it's not as good as the Bruticus one?
Yes.
That was going to be my suggestion, yeah.
Truth.
Okay, anything else, Diecast?
Nope, that was it this week. I thought I was going to have anything, but then I did get a box of Taobao out today. So,
anybody have anything before we jump to Chris? Chris, I think has the big item for this week. We'll let Chris go last. Dom,
I got a couple of minor things. Dom, you got something?
Yeah.
No, Rob, you go ahead. You go ahead, Rob.
Okay. I got one really nice thing. Matt sent me Final Fantasy Dissidia NT for the PS4 for my birthday, and thank you, Matt. I actually got a chance to play it last night, too. That is a lot of fun. So
and your birthday is what, the 21st? Right. Is that right?
23rd.
Okay.
Yeah.
Two days.
And Don,
2 days after yours?
Don's the 21st.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And I also did get Ravage and Laserbeak, Siege Ravage and Laserbeak off of Amazon. And Laserbeak is very nice. It's just another one of those, again, it's just that there's a little part of my brain that it bothers that, you know, Cybertronian Laserbeak did not have the Earth mode wings. It had very round wings. So it's got like the visor face and Earth wings and just, you know, there's a lot of almost in Siege in that kind of way that just kind of ticks bad part of my brain.
I'm glad someone else noticed that.
Yes. I noticed it too, but I actually like that blend of aesthetics.
Fair enough. Yeah. I mean, it's definitely the better one of the two. I like the figure. I just, I'd like one with round wings too, just to be stubborn about it.
They'll probably a shape waist kit or something you can fit over the edge of the wings to.
Would not shock me. And Ravage is the third or fourth that failed attempt in a row to combine cats with geometry. It just is not happening. It's the best one I think of the modern Ravages I've gotten, or modern Ravage
what
and
about,
molds
what
I've
about
gotten.
The Universe Ravage that came with Hound.
Now that you mention it, yeah. So it's the best one in 10 years.
Yeah.
But it's definitely better than the Fall of Cybertron Disc Ravage, and it's definitely better than the Titans Return Phone Ravage. So that's damning with faint praise, but it is
all of
yeah.
It's the G1,
all of those discs were terrible.
Is the G1 Ravage still the best Ravage?
Well, no, because the Universe one is three-dimensional.
I really like the Masterpiece one.
The Masterpiece one.
I don't remember. I remember liking the Masterpiece one so much. I like the flat cassette animals. I kind of dig that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm not crazy about the Universe one. It's okay.
Anyway, it's not G1, but this is my favorite Ravage toy in the last 10 years or so.
Well, that Ravage was paired with one of the best Hounds. So I mean,
so
that was
what,
the Ravage of the Fallen class.
Yeah,
Ravage.
Oh.
Yeah,
but
it's a good lap kitty for Straxus.
In the chat, Paladin saying X9 Jaguar says hi. Is that the
Beast Wars medals?
Oh, yeah, duh. I thought he was talking about the Ocular Max one. And I'm like, I've got it. I'm not crazy about it. the Metals Ravage is the best.
But I think that's everything I've got this week, so.
Don.
Hey, all right. First off, I'm going to thank Matt. I did not deserve a birthday gift from him because of the Voltron crap. He's been more than patient with me. And I do really feel bad because I just kept forgetting it for the longest time.
Yeah, we won't let you forget.
I know, but I want to thank Matt. He got me an early birthday gift, which I was not expecting, and I sincerely appreciate. He got me the best-looking starship in the fleet. As we all know, that is the Enterprise C.
It's
also a hate gift because he bought you a model kit.
Yeah, but, well, it's a level 2. This will be... I still have not assembled my Shogun Zords, so this will be a good test to get me slowly back into the groove.
Shogun Zords will be easier to put together than that AMT kit.
Yes.
Oh, yep. Well, it's
triumph
by far.
Oh, it says as level 2 just snapped together.
Oh, well, maybe it won't be that bad. I was afraid you were going to have to glue.
All right. Okay. And also, I shouldn't have bought this. It's off topic, but I've been looking for this for years.
The Starship was off topic too, although they had been getting circumstances.
Yeah. Well, it was tangentially related because of Matt. But this is also tangentially related to Matt because of the shirt he's wearing.
Green?
Yes, well, Green Lantern.
Oh, Green Lantern.
Because I took a little bit of the sales money from my Twitter sales, and I got the one last figure from the old DC Direct 12-inch line that I never got. Alan Scott, Golden Age Green Lantern.
Nice.
Oh, neat.
Very nice. Yeah, he came out at the tail end of the line, and Jermaine Dana Acme had like one, and I missed him, and I have not seen one for less than over $150. I got this for $90 shipped.
Hey Don, make sure to keep it away from wood.
So other than that, there really hasn't been anything else showing up in this area. I did see Siege Galaxy Upgrade Optimus last week, week before last. But again, it's ringing at the register. Can't sell till the 20 whatever of July. And other than that, people apparently my area is still getting the Bumblebee movie Optimus Wave, but all that's left is scrap metal by the time I find them. So there's really the only thing locally is my Walmart got a restock of the 4977 Optimuses, and that's it.
So we have a conversation going on in the chat. Who'd win in the fight between Trypticon, Metroplex, or Voltron? And I'm like, Voltron. Voltron could take all the Transformers put together.
Voltron's literally a magic super robot.
Yeah.
He would win.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a super fighting robot. Yes.
Yeah.
No, he's not Mega Man. He's Voltron.
Yeah. Okay. So, Matt, what'd you get?
I picked up myself a couple of the model kits while I was getting Dawn's present. I also got an Enterprise C.
Nice.
Did you get a Romulan ship to destroy it?
You know, I actually taunted Don on Twitter today when he thanked me for that. I told him he's lucky they didn't have three Romulan Warbird models to ship with him.
And then I would have bought, and then I thought of this afterwards, I would have bought three Klingon ships and put them around the Romulan ships. You know, wrong episode, but it would still be nice.
And the model kits were pretty well picked over, so I didn't get all the ships I wanted, but I did also get the NCC 1701 refit.
Oh, nice.
And I made an Amazon purchase, and I needed something to put me over the price for shipping, so I got yet another Power of the Primes record.
Do you have enough for a full combiner yet?
Oh, I have 9 of these now.
Oh, okay, so you actually need to get 3 combiners more yet? So you can have 3 full combiners.
Yeah, I may, but I was actually shooting for 9 because there just happened to be 8 different head kits for this mold on Shapeways.
Oh. Yes. Well, there you go.
Is her model kit for the USS Bozeman?
I would imagine so. I think it was just a redress of the Miranda class.
It's a Soyuz class.
Reliant, yeah.
Okay, yeah, but the studio model, I think, was just a modified Miranda.
Oh.
By refit, you mean turning upside down, right?
I don't know. For whatever reason, I always like that. And maybe it's just because...
The Miranda class had the underslung the cells, too. They didn't flip the Bozeman upside down.
I just like it because Kelsey Grammer's the captain. That's it.
Captain Frazier. Yeah.
Frazier. anybody else before Chris goes? Anybody? Okay. Chris, you have.
So first up from my Amazon list, I was anonymously gifted the best season of Power Rangers, which is the first half of Dino Charge.
Nice. Disagree, but it's very good.
I mean, I know most people will say RPM, and I appreciate RPM for what it was at the time, but like. Dino Charge, especially the first half of the series, just felt like such a tight, good production.
I think people give it more credit because of what came the couple years before it.
Can you get Dynaman on Amazon?
I did enjoy it, though.
No, you can't get Dynaman.
Boo.
And, like, even if Shout Factory eventually worked that far back in the back Sentai catalog, I don't think they're going to be able to acquire the USA dub as bonus features.
Shout Factory was still working their way back, but... The last thing they announced was a couple months ago, and we still don't have pre-orders for it, which was 5-man?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Worrisome.
It'll be fine, I'm sure.
Mm.
Apart from that, I don't know who sent me the Dino Charge episode. It came anonymously, but thank you. I'm going to enjoy that later. So apart from that, I was able to catch through various late-night shenanigans some Wave 3 Siege stuff, so I have a Brunt. Just one Brunt. I'm probably going to stick with just one Brunt because I don't like it as much as Cog or Six Gun.
Oh, no.
So it's fairly competent in its robot mode and kind of its vehicle mode, but like the individual parts breakdown does not feel as flexible. It doesn't really lend itself to as much imagination, I'm finding, as those first two weaponizers. So I'm definitely... not going to buy more Brunts. Maybe if they do a recolor of this mold at some point, I'll get a couple of those to fill out, but I don't need to get duplicates like I wanted to do with Cog and have done with Six Gun. As a standalone robot, it's fine. It could almost transform without parts forming. Like, most of the big pieces stay in relatively the same place, but you still have to, unpeg and repeg them in a slightly different position. But it's fairly close to just being a straight up transformer instead of parts forming. But it did get the orange cannon barrel, which was kind of a an uncertainty since some of the stock photos were showing that being changed to gray for some reason. It looks nice. It feels pretty nice. I like the shade of purple that it is. It photographs relatively easily. That's always a plus in my book. Now, what doesn't photograph easily without a lot of corrections is reflector, or three reflectors as shown here in the camera mode. So talking about the camera mode first, it's very stable. Like I can hold it from one end and shake it and it doesn't come apart. It pops apart pretty easy. There's four connection points on each side. So it's a very sturdy extra mode. There's zero documentation for it in the instructions. So you kind of just have to work off of the, you know, pictures on the internet and kind of figuring out what to do. I kind of improvised this when I flipped up the feet of the middle reflector module. So from the front, it looks like there's a viewfinder bump on it. And I used the extra iris rings for like a shutter button and a control dial on the back. So this reflector camera uses all of the parts. But like, yeah, everything holds together really well. The tripod part is sturdy, even though it's just got one little connection on the bottom where it fits in. The little tiny narrow peg on the top of that. I'm going to pull one of these off and quickly transform it to robot mode for better demonstration. Like, it's just folding the thing up into a cube, basically. It's not all that complex, which is good since there's not instructions for it.
Yeah. There will be in the box set.
Yeah, I do wonder about if there will be a box set of these at some point, like maybe in more toy accurate colors.
Hey, they'll reissue.
Actually, double dip on that.
They'll re-release Trypticon and include Brunt, and you know, sell it for $175.
Yeah, that's our big SDCC exclusive this year. Just a reissue of Trypticon with an unaltered Brunt.
Quick, go get all those Trypticons from Ollie's. We need them back.
It wouldn't be that hard to get. To get a toy accurate reflector, all they need is a couple alternate molded parts.
Yeah, basically, they could just swap out the chest plate pieces on two of them.
And the heads. And
the heads. It wouldn't be much of anything to do that, and then make the middle reflector be like blue or purple than this like lavender kind of. Mm-hmm. So reflector's a little bit small in robot mode, as Siege Deluxes go. Just a little. Like, the mass is more than made up for in the accessories, I think. So you're getting basically the same plastic mass. But, like, next to Chromia, you can see it's a little bit shorter. Although it, you know, built a little bit thicker, too.
I think that works for a reflector anyway. He was never portrayed as being overly large.
Yeah, no, that's the thing. In the cartoon, reflector was noticeably shorter than most of the other Decepticons. So it does kind of work out. The posability is pretty good on this. I find myself kind of missing wrist swivels in it. For posing with the rifle and the shield, I think that would probably help a little bit. But I really like the way Reflector looks with the lens barrel shield, because you can plug it on the side of the arm, which, you know, that's okay, but it really looks better when you actually have it held in the hand, because then you get more flexibility to like get it in front of the body a little bit and have it look a little bit more effective as a shield. And then especially with one of the rifles, then it looks more like, you know, Reflector's outfitted with riot gear, which when you're buying three of them to make a fake camera of dubious legitimacy, having a theme to go with the three robots like that is kind of helpful.
Yeah.
And I like the design of this rifle too. It's big and chunky, and it's got the tripod, the third of a tripod ring on the front end of it. It's really sci-fi and cool looking. And on the plus side with this, there's no battle damage deco. Like, Reflector's got a totally clean deco. And in person, the sculpted detail does not look like super busy. So if the Siege aesthetic is not really your thing necessarily, I think Reflector is still going to be appealing, at least to some extent. It's not, you know, super clean looking like a lot of the Power of the Prime stuff, but it is more subdued, I think, than some of the more extreme examples of Siege so far. Now, whether $20 worth or not each, and then $60 for the whole camera, that's a completely different question, but I'm insane. Oh, and also the solo alternate mode is ignorable. As flying battle slabs go, I think it's better than sound waves. But rather than using it as a spaceship or an airship or whatever intent they have, I find it works better when you have three reflectors. Again, it works better with the other two holding it as a power blaster, because they can totally do that with the side pegs that are available. Oh, yeah. And the iris piece here, the aperture ring, that's not on a 5mm peg. It's got a 4mm post. So the only places that you can plug this in, if you don't want it on the torso, if you want it to be one of the left or right reflectors, you can only put it on one of these three, four millimeter posts. And the only other one available in robot mode is on the butt.
Huh.
And since they purposely had to choose where to put these 4mm ports, someone intentionally put one there, which serves no purpose at all in any other mode, so it must simply be to plug that onto the butt.
At least
it's storage.
At least it doesn't have a tail.
I'm kind of upset that that's not a 5mm attachment for that iris ring, though, because when you're transforming reflector, you know, you flip the head back and there's one of those 4mm ports on the opposite side of the neck piece. I was hoping that was 5mm because it would open up a lot of possibilities for, like, Shapeways heads or something, you know, just a 5mm post neck, and you could put custom heads on really easily.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. As well as, you know, putting the aperture ring or any of the accessories on in other places, in you know, swapping them out for each other. Unfortunately, no, those dreams have been dashed. Although you could still do the custom head thing on Shapeways, you would just need a different size neck peg.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. I think that's all I got. I'm enjoying Reflector a lot more than Brunt, which is good since I spent three times as much on the set of them.
Yeah. Now, is that Brunt? Do you think that's going to be the mold mate of Impactor?
No, we already know that's not the case because we've seen Impactor, and Impactor is not a weaponizer.
No, but it looks like Tankor. Okay. Are we thinking Tankor?
I guess you could squeeze a Tankor out of this. I mean, it wouldn't be the most accurate thing. In the IDW comics, from around 2005, 2006, like the early days, the robot mode for Brunt is based on the design from that, which I think was a Don Figueroa original. It was a Centurion droid on Cybertron. It was basically the same shape and appearance robot, but it was like silver. So probably if a recolor of this were to exist at some point, they'd probably go for that instead and basically just release transforming Cylons.
Okay.
I mean, the Brunt's head already looks kind of like a Centurion, a Cylon, so Chris, it's not really a far stretch.
Do you think them forcing the mold to be Brunt is kind of why you don't like it? It doesn't seem to be as natural of a match to the mold as Six Gun and Cog were? That they were trying to get that one more use out of it, and it was just too much of a stretch?
Well, Brunt didn't have a robot mode before, did he? This is an original concept, so I wouldn't say they're really, like, forcing it onto it.
Okay, yeah, although
I did find it funny thinking about it. You know, Brunt is Triptychon's little tank buddy, and this looks like it turns into a tank that would be fighting a Godzilla, such as Triptychon.
Mm.
Interesting pairing, that.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah, I don't hate Brunt. I'm not as thrilled with it as the other two weaponizers. You know, I'm not feeling the potential in it so much. There's interesting things you can do with it. One of the suggestions in the instructions is to put most of the pieces together as a set of, like, claw arms that you put on someone as a backpack. And that's actually pretty neat. The problem is with that, you're left with the turret base piece just sitting by itself. And they submit that you use it as, like, a shield, but it doesn't look like anything except the base of a turret. That's kind of the problem I'm having. Like, with Cog and Six Gun, you can break them down to small enough parts that nothing looks so specifically like what it was in its original vehicle or robot use, or you can disguise it enough. Brunt doesn't have that option nearly as well as the first two weaponizers do. Stuff is a lot more fixed at being what it is than being just a generic shape that you can imagine as something else. It's not the strongest execution of the weaponizer concept, unfortunately.
Okay, cool. Okay, so let's go ahead and jump to the news. So MP47 Masterpiece Hound, rumored, good rumor, product details.
Yeah, this is probably actually all legit because we had the price and release date confirmed through Robot Kingdom in the last 24 hours. So probably the other stuff is for real too.
So 18,000 yen, which equals what?
About $170.
Okay.
How much?
Whoa.
Yeah, twice as much as they used to cost.
That's
at least.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's literally twice as much as the original Autobot car masterpieces cost.
Mm-hmm. Please don't tell third party.
And has the exchange rate gone back to being a little more favorable?
No, the exchange rate is the same as it's been for the last like 2 years.
When I tried to order Voltron, it was 1 to 1.09, so it was still slightly better than a 1-to-1 ratio, but. After looking at, I mean, I would love to have that hound. I love the plethora of accessories. At that price, Gundog is awesome. He is fine.
I mean, I'll get this hound. I think it looks good. But if I find it disappointing, I think I'm just going to be done with Masterpiece. Mm. The way the prices are going, like,
I wouldn't blame you.
I mean, Masterpiece is not. There's things I love about Masterpiece. To an extent, like when we get past like 84, 85, I don't think that the stuff is that important to have. I would love to have.
Yeah, when it gets past $84 or $85, I don't think it's that important to have.
Yeah. I don't know. That's just, it's more than I'm willing. No, it's not true. It's more than I want to pay. I probably will pay it, but it's more than I want to pay. Yeah, it's quite a bit, but yeah. I have Gundog. And it's a nice toy, but it's not like an official Transformer. It's on my third party shelf. It's not with my Masterpiece stuff. My Masterpiece Transformers and my third party Transformers don't mix. So
Willis is more of a Masterpiece hound than Gundog.
Okay.
So
what you talking about, Willis?
18,000 yen for an Autobot car Masterpiece. Now the same information suggested that online retailers would be launching it at a 30% reduction. So, you know, Amazon Japan, HLJ, AmiAmi should have it under that list price.
And its pre-orders go up Friday. So, no Don.
No.
Massive.
I know, that
like
price is crazy. I keep telling them no, too. But
you keep buying them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now I'll buy it. I hate myself
for it. I don't think that's really telling them no if you just end up buying it in the end.
Okay, so...
Well, I mean, they got me with the Beast Wars because I thought the price was because Beast Wars, but now that Prime,
the price
I was like,
no, because Cheetor was reasonably priced,
for
Masterpiece. Then everything went down.
Okay, so but what it comes with, according to this, I'll mention the major things: a hologram figure.
It's just a driver.
Yeah.
Okay.
And like More Than Meets the Eye Part 2 or whatever, Hound demonstrates projecting a holographic driver.
Yeah, but he did other things. Like he did a rock too, right? I mean, he's done other things. Like
yeah, but rock. That one rock. Episode, but so. Rock is not on the accessory.
I know. So
Amazon Japan exclusive, probably.
Oh dear God! Right. Oh dear God! Side mirrors listed as. I hate the Masterpiece mirrors so much.
The extra side mirror on the sprue is included as an accessory.
I just hate that the mirrors come off so much. God, I hate that.
Well, it's either coming off or breaking off.
Mm-hmm. And right. What are the hood parts?
I suspect there is replacement parts to either have an open panel to see an engine or actually you pull a chunk out and replace it with an engine piece.
Huh.
Okay.
Because I don't think it doesn't look like from the prototype photos we saw, it didn't look like the hood volume really does anything. So they could put some detail in there to use the empty mass.
Yeah. I'm really not really.
It's a lot to pay.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
And like this list of accessories is pretty long, but. Like, when you think
not
about
exciting.
It's all little tiny things.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Like, it comes with the key to the cage they kept Ravage in that one time. Not the cage, not Ravage, the key to the cage that they kept Ravage in.
And jerry cans.
Gas cans.
I wonder. I don't think this is the case. But none of this stuff really seems to be to make the Jeep more Jeep to meet Jeep specifications. So I don't think there's any licensing in this price like it would be for
Is it licensed? Is it a Jeep? Is it licensed Jeep? We know. Yeah, it is. We saw the Jeep logo on it.
I don't think so.
I don't know.
I thought it was licensed.
We've not seen the box, so I don't know.
Right.
It comes with a character card and user manual.
Heck yeah.
So if the pre-orders do go up on Friday on, you know, it's a card tell me wall page or some such, if it's licensed, there will be something denoting that there, most likely.
I mean, everything up to this point has been licensed. I don't see why they'd stop now.
I mean, it's a kind of a generic vehicle.
The Beast Wars ones haven't been licensed.
Yeah, it's true.
I wouldn't know. I didn't buy any of them.
Neither was Laser Wave. So, or Shockwave. So, that wasn't licensed either. Or Ultra Magnus, or what was the other one that wouldn't have been? Starsaver.
At the same time, though, like the really cartoon accurate Bumblebee coming up is still licensed. Volkswagen licensed because, I mean, A, they probably want to maintain a good relationship with Volkswagen, even if they could skirt around licensing because of the.
Still got to get that jazz.
Yeah.
Actually, speaking of also not licensed, we have coming up actually a reissue of MP13 Soundwave with Laserbeak for $150, which is less than Hound.
He's less than Hound. And so much bigger.
And as I understand, that's the price at the import end, not even the like SRP for the reissue.
It's a great toy.
It is not going to come with all the cassettes.
No.
That was only the Hasbro one that came with.
Yeah.
Did the
cost less?
Yeah. Did he come with Laserbeak or Buzzsaw? Okay.
Laserbeak.
Okay.
Buzzsaw comes with Frenzy.
Okay. There's still some cassettes I need to pick up from that set that came out.
Be careful. There's a lot of bootlegs of those floating around out there.
Okay. Yep.
I've got them all.
I need to get them. I need to get that. I need to get Sound Blaster as well.
You mean you need to get Rat Bat?
I love Sound Blaster and I love Rat Bat. Let me go to eBay right now and add that to my save list. Yes.
Well, Brian, I know you don't usually, but there's a very, very good KO of the Rat Bat cassette out there. I've got it. It's a very good KO, very solid.
I mean, I remember the Rat Bat knockoff floating around a few years ago. Is that still something that's in circulation?
I saw one not long ago on a suggested item, and I remember thinking that's strange. It would pop up as a suggested item, but it could be a seller that had some stock left. I didn't research it. I just saw it in my suggested items, but I didn't actually research it. But I did. It did pop up.
No, I guess I'm wrong. I don't want to spend, but I will get it.
You can buy one here.
I have both Masterpiece Rat Bats, the one that came with Sound Blaster and the Fun Pub comics.
Oh, yeah.
Pick that up.
There's two Rat Bats. What?
So remember
the one that comes with Sound Blaster and the Fun Pub did one that's. Set. Yeah, in comics, in the comic deco.
Crap.
Yeah, with the Scarlet and Dr. Figgle. Yeah, from when G2 started in the G.I. Joe comic with Scarlet and Dr. Biggle Jones. The hologram.
And there's also Wing Thing if you want an orange one.
Yeah, that comes part of the set, though.
Yeah, I have that
set. Yeah, it's a really good set.
I need to get that set.
Because it has enemy.
Yeah. Okay.
Cobra the enemy?
No, just enemy.
Uh-oh. Enemy!
Okay. God, okay. So, yeah, we'll see. But yeah, so they're definitely worth $150.
Well, especially in today's Masterpiece money.
Hopefully they'll also do Sound Blaster, so I don't have to spend $200 on that.
Probably. Wasn't Sound Blaster an exclusive to someone when it came out the first time?
Is it?
I don't think so.
I didn't think it was.
I don't think so.
Yeah, but I'm so glad they reissued Soundwave, because there really is no good third-party Soundwave, and at $150, like you said, that's great. I'm sure the aftermarket price on him was a lot higher. because the last release of him was probably last release the Hasbro one, or did they do another rerun of the Takara one after that?
Not that
I remember. So the Hasbro version was probably the most recent copy of it.
At what, like 6-7 years ago?
Not that long.
Yeah, that's about right.
Yeah. 2013, I think.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I picked it up on my way back from Shardacon.
Yeah, that and Acid Storm came out the same year.
But, I mean, just think of it. Soundwave is cheaper than Hound.
Yeah.
It's just...
Well, the engineering and tooling and everything is all sunk costs already, so...
Right. It's just...
It's crazy.
Yeah,
it is. Roll a D24 to make sense.
But fans that weren't able to get that a couple of years ago finally have a chance to get it, and I highly recommend that.
Really good figure.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's excellent.
Laser Beak is really nice too.
Yeah. So. Again, thanks to Don, who picked mine up. So, excuse me. Okay. Moving along. What else we got going on? Okay. So we have new photos of Siege, Jetfire, and Springer. Does this change anybody's mind?
I really haven't had a chance to look at the Springer much because that happened when I was going back to work and everything. So I haven't had a chance to look at the pictures yet. Jetfire, I'm still getting.
Yeah, I've got Jetfire on pre-order. I've got Springer on pre-order. I canceled Thundercracker, but I still got Springer on pre-order.
I still have Springer on pre-order for now.
I'll probably try and get Springer when I can.
Springer looks like a pretty... I like all three modes. Yeah, Springer's good. Again, he's got battle damage, but I just got to deal with it.
I'm not.
Well, he's not on Magnus.
I mean, you don't have to deal with it. The question is whether or not you can forgive it if you don't like it.
Right. Which, yeah, not this.
But fair I enough. Can live with it.
Yeah.
I think the Springers, you know, looking at these pictures for the first time, I think it balances out pretty well between all three molds. You don't have one mold that's really sucking for the other two, although the helicopter isn't quite as cohesive as I wanted it. It doesn't look bad. The battle damage on the chest, I don't mind the battle damage on the shoulders. The chest was a little neater. I think I would like it better, but you know, that could just be me.
Oh, let's see here.
I like the way the toy looks.
Yeah.
I'm just not sure. If it was a clean deco, I mean, I would be 100% all in on this.
But is it worth replacing my Generation Springer for?
Why do you have to replace it?
Well, I'm just saying, or buying
another
one. Because,
Brian, there could be only one.
Actually, no. Springer. No, because my Generations 2013 Springer can stand with my Wreckers, and this one can stand with my Season 3 cast.
Mm-hmm. I can just see Don when he gets the figure taken out of the box and going, ready, fight! Flawless victory.
Yeah. It's nice. It's just... I'm not gonna pre-order. I'll wait and get it. I do have Skyfire on pre-order. I am getting Skyfire.
Hey, real quick, while
Bob's right.
Yeah, real quick. John had mentioned that Reissue Soundwave is on Amazon Japan for like the $120 range. So that's a good deal.
Yes, mm-hmm. It is.
Brian, you need that because that has the red eyes. The version you got has yellow eyes.
I'm sure you can buy.
Red
you can buy Reaper. You can buy Reaper
more accurate.
That for a lot cheaper. This is not like you're buying another Omega Supreme just because you got the wrong symbols.
Don, we're supposed to make him buy on this show. You're not getting that.
I would rather make him buy something like those Happy Meal Transformers, though.
He will not be disappointed.
It'll cost him the same money, but it's more interesting.
And something that Kim won't kill him for.
Or something that's easier to hide from, or at least.
In stock on October 24th, 2019.
That sounds about right.
He has red eyes in the photo, so...
Yeah, the Takara one has red, and the Hasbro one had yellow.
Yes.
Now that you bring that up, I'm sitting here looking at my Siege Soundwave, and isn't it weird that they went to this trouble to make him relatively animation accurate, and he's got yellow eyes? Of course it will.
I love it, though.
Yeah, I really do like the toy, and, you know... Probably to distinguish it more from the Sound Blaster that's coming that'll have red eyes.
That's a good point.
So shipped to the U.S. $156.
Not terrible.
Yeah, I bought it. Okay, so
I wonder if you can still find his cassettes, or if they've gone through.
Well, you can get the knockoff.
Yeah.
At the very least, like the Ravage and Rumble, I think is Ravage and Rumble and Frenzy and Buzzsaw. Like, those knockoffs have never been hard to find. The Rapbat one may have been a little bit hit and miss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, let's see here. Sound Blaster is up there as well. He's 23. That's from third-party sellers. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I've got... I need to get that enemy set. Was that a Takara Tomy Mall exclusive?
Maybe.
I can't remember.
It might have been, actually.
Okay.
Some kind of exclusive.
Okay, so what else we have going on? Tarn Power Burst version, Flame Toys, Kurukara Kuri, limited edition figure. If you want a Tarn, it's nice looking. What is the price on this? $200?
Well, the original was about $400.
Oh.
Yeah.
And this is a limited edition to just 500 pieces, so it'll be at least $400. It might be more. Mm-hmm.
This is the one thing that I'm a little worried about getting into these higher level hot toy pricing on Transformers, is that they're going to go back and get more uses out of the mold. We all know that, and we can't blame them for that. But this is a more vibrant color. I think it looks really good having no connection to the character. But let's say you bought the first one because you didn't know how plentiful they were going to be or how hard they would get to be for aftermarket and what the prices are going up. Now they come out with this one. You knew they would do something eventually, but you weren't sure, would it be a reissue, would it be a recolor, or what? So now you've dropped all this money on the first one, and they say a better version comes out. I mean, if we're looking at a $30 or $40 deluxe that's repainted or something like that is one thing, but I mean, that's the problem with these things, is that you can't blame the company for making new versions of this mold with different colors. They might even make this into the Autobot shattered glass version at some point, like they did the toy for TFCon. I'm just saying as an example to get more mold use. But it's the same thing. Do you get the first version now because it's the character you like? Or do you wait and see that you think they're probably going to do something nicer later, but they don't, and then you miss the first one?
You get the first one because this is probably not something that's going to happen very often with third-party stuff like this.
And this one is just the same colors, except some of the purple is now chrome.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
It's just, you know, that's just a concern of mine on some of these really nice figures is, you know, how often can you, you know, play Russian roulette with what they're going to do?
Brian, did you miss a bullet point between Soundwave and Jetfire?
I could have.
Red Wing.
Oh, yeah, Red Wing. Okay, so... You know, it's kind of funny. We have in-hand high-res photos of Red Wing. I thought Red Wing was already out. Yeah.
So if you want three Seekers with the exact same battle damage pattern, there you go.
Yeah. Actually, four.
Four.
What's the fourth? Skywarp's not out yet either.
True. But we have pictures of it, and I think it has the same deco pattern.
Okay,
yeah, Starscream, I checked last time we talked about it. It does.
Red Wing, Starscream, Skywarp, and Thundercracker?
Yep.
Well,
all with the same damage pattern.
I'm going to go ahead and say it just because I can say it again. If we talk SDCC, I would almost bet that they're going to do a three-pack of Rainmakers for SDCC.
That would actually get me to buy this mold set.
Yeah. And
that is the only thing that would ever get me to buy this mold.
That would be kind of a big ticket thing for three Voyagers at SDCC.
Yeah, that'd be at least $100.
$100, I would guess. Yeah.
That's not that ridiculous. It'd probably be $120.
Except they've kept their SDCC exclusives more toned down in price point the last few years.
Yeah.
Though it is an anniversary year, I can see it as a possible. I don't see it as being an impossible thing to show up at SDC or some place else. Just there's something about it that just doesn't feel quite right to me for an SDCC.
The past couple of years haven't really been like deep cut fandom things either. They've been more like weird kind of what the hell is this? Like the Prime that turned into a skate park.
Yeah. God, I love that thing.
It is
the best.
Wow. Yeah. So it is really unlikely, though, that through all the years of fighting and everything, that their paint would wear exactly the same way.
Well, it depends. Like, you know, if four of them are flying at the same time, you know, over the same set of anti-air guns, you know, maybe they all would have taken the same pattern of flak damage, and then that's what we're seeing on the toys.
Yeah.
Well, I'll admit, I like the idea of the Rainmakers because an anniversary year, it's G1. It is a deep cut. It'd be different colors. I mean, I can see that happening. But maybe it's because I'm old. When I look at Red Wing, I see a Buck Rogers Draconian fighter. That's the color from the Buck Rogers TV series. That's what I see. Is a very similar.
I see Johnny Ryden's Starscream.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm going to sell my Starscream. I'm going to get Red Wing. That's going to be my instance of the mold. I like the colors. The main body color is this nice, like halfway point between orange and red. I'm very interested to see in person what color it's going to look like, because every single picture from every single source I've seen so far has represented that as a different shade.
And he
has that's going to be one of those fun magic colors that just doesn't do digital very well.
We could just like give each individual shade its own name and make it a new character.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, there's that whole image on the on
that's
the
where Red Wing came from. Yeah, I
mean. But shouldn't that face maybe be on Starscream?
Yeah, you would think.
I think Red Wing was actually like the deco was created by Funpub. I don't think it was an existing secret.
Yeah, that's a,
yep, model.
That sounds right.
It has something to do with they were wanting to make Sunstorm and then maybe Hooligan. And at one point, Sunstorm seemed like it wasn't going to work out. And then it did. And
miscommunications,
yeah. Yeah, it's a whole big thing. If you search for Red Wing, I think is one word on T-Formers. When we had the rumor of Red Wing from the Combat Megatron product listing, I think in the article I actually recounted the history of how Red Wing came about. So you can find that.
I think the wiki had some stuff on Red Wing too.
Yeah, I think part of the research came from there, and part of it was from Jesse Wittenrich on Twitter recounting part of how it happened.
Red Wing is pals with the Falcon, now Captain America.
I want to see that mold in Hooligan colors now that you've said that.
Yeah.
I don't want to see that mold in anything really, except for Rainmakers without battle damage.
I'll get Red Wing if they were to reveal that a Sunstorm was going to exist. I would have to get that also because, you know, well, I would conditionally have to get that. If they do it like yellow Sunstorm, like they've done most Sunstorms over the years, then no, because that's incorrect.
What? That is incorrect. The yellow one is a Rainmaker. Sunstorm
yeah, I know.
Is not.
But Hasbro's Sunstorms have veered far into the yellow end of the spectrum.
What if we got Acid Storm and each one was autographed by Monzo?
Well, then Monzo's hand is going to hurt in fairly short order.
Yeah, okay.
We do need another just updated Seeker mold where they just go insane with the recolors like they did with the classic
make
mold.
Make it Legends class, and I'm all for it.
I was going to say, not a $30 Voyager, though.
Oh, yeah. No, $30 Voyagers. Just a good one, you know?
Okay, so we have, let's see, the official Transformers trading card game. The Facebook page announced that organized play is coming to certain locations. I guess they had, if I remember correctly, they had to get like a starter pack. So check your local game stores to see if they're going to be doing this. And that's pretty cool. Diecast, you might actually finally get to play.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of store. Would it be a comic shop that does these, or would it
potentially
be...
yeah
gaming slash comic shops? Yeah,
I don't know that I have any gaming, but
most,
I know I have comic
most
shops.
Most comic shops.
It's worth checking.
Yeah, most comic shops aren't comic shops; they're just gaming shops with some comics thrown in, so they can still call them a comic shop.
Or in Nashville, the prevalent chain here is a record store with comics.
That's
Great Escape.
Yeah, and there's a video game chain here that does card games and stuff as well. So
I love this card, Private Smashdown. So,
well, Smashdown's one of the Battle Masters.
Yeah, I love that card. It's great.
Yeah, that should be the that particular card. I believe is going to be given away to people who participate in the organized play. There are special gold foil versions of some of the other character cards who that will be given as prizes for the local games. The ultimate end point of this is the going to be the Energon Invitational at PAX Unplugged, and the winner is going to get probably a bunch of Siege merchandise and the opportunity to design a new character card with the Transformers trading card game design team.
Oh, I hope that cat doesn't win that.
That would be awesome.
I could design a Neo Knights card. Yay!
No, it would be Skyfire.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, Nemesis Prime.
Except, not Nemesis except Prime. Even if, I'm sorry. Even if Unicron. If you could design a Skyfire card, and you know they've probably already done that, it would have to be Jetfire for trademark purposes.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm just going to do Unicron. Make I'm him just one picturing of the big cards. They're going to be like, no, you can only do a small card. No,
the card would just be the size. The card would just be like the tabletop that you play on.
Yeah, I was going to say the Unicron card would be a coffee table. Is what it would be.
I think what would have to happen is me and Matt would have to go and win instead of Diecast. And do a C-Con combiner card.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
make sure that gets published before Unicron.
So is this Flame War card part of the set?
I think that Flame War card is one of the gold foil variants that they are giving away to some of the higher placing people in the local games.
I just find it fascinating that Flame War exists outside
Flame
of...
Flame War gets a card, yeah.
Yeah, or outside of anything outside of BotCon fiction.
Yeah.
Yeah, really.
Hey, John, you're just sharing some news here in our internal chat. I think you're the one with your finger on the pulse of the toy industry due to various reasons. Can you give us, like, the 411 on what you're sharing with us real quick?
Yeah, well, CNN Business just did a kind of like a catch-up article on the recent things that Mattel and Hasbro have done. And there's big things and small things. A lot of things just kind of went past my radar, other people's radar. So the gist of the story is that they both struggled right after Toys R Us closed down for obvious reasons. But they've both rebounded with several deals. Some we know about, some, like I said, kind of missed, I guess. But so there's the there's Hasbro's Magic the Gathering show that the Russo brothers are going to do on Netflix.
What?
Which is crazy. Yeah. I think I saw a teaser for that or something like that on Twitter, but I didn't realize it was produced by the Russos on Netflix. That's super 2019. And they're also bringing back Micro Machines. Sure.
I saw that.
Yeah. From Wicked Cool Toys.
If Bargain Hunt has Micro Machines right now, so I don't, oh, really? I don't know, you know, what that actually means.
I wish I had a Bargain Hunt.
Yeah, they're awesome.
And Mattel, this is a big one for me. Like I'm surprised I didn't hear about this when it happened, I guess. But Mattel has signed a deal with Sanrio.
What does that mean?
So they're going to start doing Hello Kitty stuff.
Oh.
So that's huge for them.
Huh.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. That's big. So if they juice that brand up, it could be big again.
So as a kid, like this was been like 1985, my toy box that I had at home was a Hello Kitty toy box. I don't know if my parents, you know, didn't realize I was a boy or what at the time, because, you know, generally that's considered a... Back then, toys were much more geared towards boys and girls, but I guess it wasn't clear that that's generally considered a girl's property, but I loved it. And because of that toy box and having it my entire life, I've had a soft spot in my heart for Hello Kitty, so I think that's awesome.
Yeah, for sure. And the last thing in the article is just a little kind of movie update. So there's going to be, or in development, we'll see if it happens. Warner Brothers is developing Barbie and Hot Wheels for the big screen. Mattel's working with Sony on another Masters of the Universe film.
Oh, God.
I hope it's a direct sequel.
With Sony, though? Do you really think they'll get it right?
The first one's a canon film, right?
Yep.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah. The new Adventures of He-Man.
There's a Dungeons and Dragons movie in development for Hasbro. And they also, I saw this, Hasbro announced a My Little Pony live touring musical show. So that's fun if you have daughters, Brian.
Yes.
And let's see here. Oh, last thing too. Internationally, it can be a really wild and wacky thing in the world of licensing. So Hasbro is partnering with a Malaysian company to do a Monopoly themed hotel.
Are they doing dubs of Transformers?
No, they don't mention Transformers, but yeah, what was that thing they did with Transformers that was touring Asia for a while? It was like an attraction, right?
That weird thing.
Yeah. And they're also doing, with the same Malaysian company, I think, a water park featuring G.I. Joe and Nerf-themed attraction.
Wow. Yeah.
That sounds awesome.
That is crazy.
They're actually going to do something with the G.I. Joe property?
In Malaysia.
Wow.
Yeah. A G.I. Joe water park sounds awesome.
That sounds amazing. Amazing, and I want that.
Yeah. It lets you reenact the opening to the G.I. Joe movie.
Every time you go down the slide, you have to go, "Yo, Joe."
Or, I would.
Or Cobra, la 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 la. Okay.
When you go to leave the parks, a random voice just yells, "And Duke's gonna be okay."
Oh God. Yeah.
So I just want one of those the high drop rides just to be named Crashing Through the Sky. Because nobody would ride that.
That's true. So what else we got going on? Grandpa X Frank Blue Lobster from Blue Lobster. We have new photos. He looks less lost.
He still looks like garbage. I mean, sorry.
It's, no, he still actually looks pretty lost, actually. So he's the third-party Autobot X that's basically non-transforming. It's more a shampoo bottle, but not much more than a shampoo bottle.
It looks very limited in articulation.
The arms definitely have articulation at the elbows, but that's like about it.
Well, the shoulders move too.
Yeah.
So
arm and neck are about the only thing that I see that actually move on this figure.
So I would absolutely. So who else is making one of these?
X Transbots, which is going to be much better.
I'll probably get that. I'll probably pick that up. I can justify that.
X Transbots going to do quintessons and everything.
I don't care about that.
It's going to be cool.
Oh, I need quintessons. I don't think I've ever had a burning desire for an Autobot Spike, though.
I have an Alpha Q somewhere, so that's good enough.
Well, now, this is going to sound a little odd, but this is coming from me. If the X-Transbots Autobot Spike does good, maybe we can get a really decent Nightbird figure. You know,
we have a Nightbird figure. It's decent.
I mean, it's decent. But I'm just saying, characters that were in the show that weren't actually Transformers, like Autobot Spike.
Like Bot.
Yeah,
Bot. Nobody wants Bot. I don't want Bot.
I'd buy a Bot.
Well, you know, we're wrong, but that's beside the point. But, you can get a Lord Chumley. I'm kidding on Lord Chumley. But I mean, if it's successful, it'd be nice to see a decently posable, Nightbird.
Yeah, but we have that.
I like my Nightbird.
Takara made it.
Yeah, I think it's a good toy.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot about that one. I'm sorry.
It's a very serviceable Nightbird.
Mm.
Okay.
That's okay.
With half of a car on its back.
That's true. Who cares?
You take what you can get. Yeah. It's a good fix.
Iron Factory IFVX38 Optics Hunter. Another Hound. This is Legends scale.
I don't think this one's going to be $180.
No.
It looks okay.
Probably 40.
Yeah, it fits her aesthetic nicely.
It's not bad.
He looks too beefy for Hound.
This is true.
That's not an uncommon thing with Iron Factory's robots, though.
Yeah. So if that's the thing you like...
I think that's partly in service to make the vehicle mode look appropriately proportioned, though.
Yeah. If you like the Iron Factory aesthetic, you'll like this. So there's a Matrix Workshop MB-12 Siege Emperor Starscream upgrade kit. I'm guessing it's a crown. It's a crown.
And shoulder pads.
But no cape. Was there no cape?
How would you fit a cape on that toy?
You could. It wouldn't work well,
through
but you could do it.
Sheer determination.
Well. It could be done.
A Dremel.
You would have to, probably what you'd have to do is hang like half capes off of each shoulder.
Yeah, but it would work.
I just flare them out and pretend like there's a middle part.
Sort of like Kamen Rider Beast's mantles that sort of hung off of one shoulder, kind of like that, Chris.
I choose not to compare anything to anything from Wizard.
Oh,
Why does every Starscream need a crown and shoulder pads?
Hey, they don't.
It was in the movie, diecast.
I know, but we've seen it.
This the design wasn't.
Fine. Yeah. You know, perfect. I understand that. You know, even some of the classics Starscreams that they did it with. Yeah, fine. I understand. But this is like,
but
I don't know, Tetrajet.
Is there a cape for Predaking?
No.
No. Okay. Yeah. Then screw it.
No. I mean, they're doing a Z sword for Diatlas.
Yeah. Someone needs to do like Shockwave's lab, I think, is doing that.
Okay.
And someone needs to do like a new head for Predaking that's like the half brain and the cape thing.
No, we don't need a toy of cape thing.
No, God. Okay, BotCon 2001. Let's just forget that one.
Yeah. Let's move on.
But yeah. So no, like we talk about stuff from Zone all the time, and I have to realize, yes, we have some very hardcore Transformers fans who listen, but we also have people that are newer to Transformers, so you may not be familiar with Zone.
You should be, though. It's only one episode. It's really easy to consume.
It's one episode. It's like 20 minutes long. I'm certain it's on YouTube. Check it out.
And it's been fan-dubbed, too, if that's more your thing.
Yeah, if you like dubs. You don't even need it subtitled. You can just watch it and experience it and let it wash over you.
And it's got Trypticon and Overlord and Combiners all wearing armor and case.
It's amazing. It's beautiful. If you've never watched it, just look for Transformers Zone on YouTube, and I'm certain you'll find it. Okay. Maybe. Okay, so actually, though, if you probably can also find it at tfradio.net/Amazon, I bet. I think
That was an extra in the Japanese collection that Shout did, right?
I think so. I've got
that. Zone was not on that.
Okay, but you can't buy it on Amazon because people sell it. Or they used to. Maybe you can't. Yeah, so there's a Chinese version of Victory, and I did a search for Zone, and it came up. I can't confirm or deny that it comes with Zone, but if it was going to come with one set, it would come with Victory. So, but yeah, tfradio.net/Amazon, you can buy whatever you want. There's lots of stuff. Amazon doesn't charge you a cent more. Helps cover the cost of the show, and God knows we need it. tfradio.net/Amazon.
Omega Supreme is still up for pre-order for delivery on August 15th.
And that's what, tfradio.net/ Siege Omega, I think?
May get pushed back till...
No, that's just Hasbro Pulse.
Yeah, so...
I don't know.
It's listed August...
Hasbro Pulse is always a little behind.
It's listed August 15th on... Amazon, tfradio.net/Siege Omega, $160. Totally worth that, I'm assuming.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, tfradio.net/Siege Omega. Did I get anything on Amazon this week? Yes. Yes, I did. It came like that. So I've been trying to do low carb, which means lots of... I still have a sweet tooth. I'm trying to adjust. So I've been eating sugar-free candy. I worked my way through a bag of sugar-free Lifesavers. 5 is too many. I think I had about 15.
Did you ever read the story about the person who ate the bag of sugar-free Haribo gummy bears?
Yes.
So now anytime anybody talks about sugar-free candy, that's the only thing that comes to mind.
But yeah, no, so like basically, I know what it does. I've had sugar-free candy, you know, off and on for years, but it's like I'm doing it and I'm like, it's almost like I'm doing it to hurt myself, like self-flagellation or something, but it tastes so good and I need some sort of carbs, but
not from sugar-free, you know.
Not from sugar-free because those sugar alcohols can't be digested easily.
Your excuses are already falling apart.
Yeah. But you can get all sorts of stuff. You can get candy that's not sugar-free. Don, I'm going to send you some sugar-free candy. I'll add it to your wish list.
No, thank you, Brian. I still have about 20-plus Cadbury eggs I'm having to go through.
Don, these will help you with the Cadbury eggs, too.
I'd rather have the Cadbury eggs in moderation.
You know,
from what I understand, if you eat a Cadbury egg and then have a handful of that sugar-free candy, they'll make the Cadbury egg go through you really quickly.
Yeah, you know, and sugar-free.
But then you don't enjoy the Cadbury egg. So what's the point of having one?
No, you only enjoy the Cadbury egg when they go into your mouth and down your throat.
We don't know how Don lives his life.
This is true.
Don't presume. Don't judge.
Don may go for seconds. I don't know, but. My thoughts, I don't know where I was going with this, so I'll just shut up. I'm talking about Don. Yeah. Okay. So tfradio.net/Amazon. You can buy whatever. It's good. You can find the sugar-free Bazooka Joe. It is delicious. I don't know if you can get it on Amazon. I'm assuming you can. I got this at Food Lion, but it is excellent.
tfradio.net. I miss having a Food Lion.
/Amazon. Yeah. Sweet. Okay. So, Rob, what's on T-Formers this week?
Okay. This week we have got a couple of videos. We've got the... fifth episode of those Siege stop motion battles that Hasbro Taiwan's been putting out. I have not had time to watch that yet, but the rest have been pretty high quality so far, so it's probably worth taking a look at.
Yeah, I've watched it. It's really good. It's brutal. It's definitely worth a
no. It's Bruticus.
And we've also got a video on Siege Springer, which
it's the transformation process.
Yeah, and I haven't had a chance to watch that either, but it's...
From robot to car to helicopter, but not back.
Ah, well.
Reverse the order of the video to return to robot mode.
Yes, and that's what we got.
Cool. There's Sugar-Free Bazooka on Amazon. I'm adding it to my wish list right now, my personal wish list. It's not public. As well as Sugar-Free Double Bubble. I'm excited about that.
Oh, neat.
Yes. And Bubble Yum. Okay, so... hey, you can follow us on Twitter at TF Radio, and we have contests we've been doing. So we've given away Soundwave, Siege Soundwave with Ravage and Laserbeak. We also gave away some BotBots. It took longer to get that in the mail than it should have because USPS.com has been refusing to accept anything that I'm trying to enter into it for days now.
But, oh, good.
Yeah, so I actually had to go to the post office. And when you go to the post office, apparently it costs more. So, yes.
Of course.
Yeah, so, but I'll be giving away on Twitter, I think this week, Energon, Igniter, Bumblebee, and I'm going to do a two-pack. I'm going to do a two-pack giveaway but just because the numbers haven't worked out, I ended up with an extra Studio Series 39 Cogman. So I'm going to give away SS-38 Optimus and SS-39 Cogman on Twitter. We'll come up with a contest. It'll probably pop up later this weekend. But I'm thinking about just doing something silly for the Energon Igniter Bumblebee. Probably something like tweet us your favorite Transformers GIF. But we'll see how that goes. But yeah, follow us on Twitter at TF Radio or like us on or follow us on Instagram as well at TF Podcast. Of course, all our podcasts and everything going back. I should really, you know, this is our 20th year. I should really... hit that harder than I am. It's our 20th year. We have archives going back almost 20 years to tfradio.net and all the shows that we've done over the years, most of which are retired. Yeah, sadly, new Soundwave, not coming back. Can't talk about video games anymore. The 75 wrestling podcasts we tried, nope, not coming back.
Although, I mean, if you give it enough time, they could come back at some point, just like old wrestlers always seem to come back.
Or if we live in a truly infinite universe, I'm not even talking about parallel universes, a truly infinite universe, somewhere in another part of this universe, there's a Brian Kilby who has lived the exact same life that I have, except it's like 20 years or 10 years earlier, and he's thinking, maybe I'll start a wrestling podcast. And I'm trying to send... telepathically across the infinite space to that guy right now and say, no, don't do it. Don't do it at all.
Definitely don't do it four different times.
Yes. But yeah, so there's that. We also have a Roku channel. You can actually, if you just go to tfradio.net/Roku, it'll take you to the Roku website, log in, add it. It's the easiest way to get it, and you can watch our shows there. It's really simple. I am on Twitter at BKilby and on Instagram at Brian Kilby. And I have some podcasts and stuff at my website, BrianKilby.com. So I'm going to start a new podcast here soon with my buddy Heather. I think it's going to be sort of business focused, since we tend to like talking about that stuff. But I've posted some recent episodes of How Was Your Weekend There? And, that show's coming back hopefully on a biweekly schedule. We've had episodes of the Happy Daily, a lot of stuff going on. BrianKilby.com. Chris, how do people get a hold of you?
Well, this week I would recommend going to playwithphotography.com, where I've just posted a full gallery for Siege Reflector. It's not on the front page yet, but it probably will be by the time most people hear this episode. In the meantime, though, if you're watching right now and want to go see that, hit up the Play With Photography Twitter at Play With Photos, where there's a tweet with a link to that. You can also follow that for random toy pictures. I posted a couple of pictures of the reflector set that proved fairly popular over the weekend. And of course, I'm on Instagram with my photography as well at instagram.com/playwithphotography. If you want to contribute to the work I'm doing with the toy photos and such, you can also check out my Patreon page at, I'm totally not prepared for this, at patreon.com/playwithphotos. And personally, you can follow me on Twitter at ChrisRTXV. Sometimes I tweet Star Trek stuff. Sometimes I don't.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that will never not be true.
Yes. Cool.
Also, I'm selling things. So, you know, go find my sales list and buy things from me because I could use the money to pay off these reflectors that I bought because I'm insane.
Diecast.
You can follow me at Diecast. Two on Twitter and on Facebook at Reviews by Diecast. See all my reviews at tfradio.net/reviews or youtube.com/RFC reviews. Or you can go on the Roku channel because there are some on there.
Yeah, I need to make sure they're all on there, but I'll make sure that they're all there. I need to go back and add the most recent ones, I think.
I'm not worried. Don't, yeah. You know.
Yeah. Let's see here. Jason.
You can find me this week, hopefully back at the theater watching Godzilla King of Monsters again. Because it's really good. Go see it.
Oh, good.
I've seen very divisive opinions about that movie.
Yeah.
It's either the best thing ever or the worst crime against humanity.
If you have ever watched one of the Heisei series, like 85 to 95 movies, and loved them, this is your movie. You will love it. If you're kind of a Godzilla fan, you'll probably still like it. If you're a critic who, you know, pretends you can't tell the difference between a moth and a three-headed dragon and you're an idiot, then you won't like it.
Hey.
Again, divisive opinions.
John.
That John D everywhere.
Excellent. Rob.
You in the movie theater watching Godzilla?
Sure. Except on LinkedIn. You should
be. I'm a rude movie viewer. My phone's on the whole time.
Well, John, that makes me sound like 90% of all the other movie viewers I've been in the theater with the last few times I've gone.
I had to say something to a mom directly to the right of me a couple movies ago. It was annoying. I hate being that guy, but I was that guy. She was that person.
You weren't just that guy. You were that John D. in the movie theater.
We were all that John D. in that moment.
But ultimately, we are all Kosh.
We are, okay. So, Rob.
Okay, I'm on Twitter at Figure Reviewers and Flailthroughs. Flailthroughs is also the name of my YouTube channel where I cover Gundam Battle Operation 2, like we mentioned earlier. Thursday is when that game updates, so you can usually find an update video explaining what's been added and what's been changed on Thursday mornings. And also, I have a Patreon, if you like what I do there, patreon.com/flailthroughs, where you can request specific mobile suits and color schemes. And for the videos that Chris and I do for T-Formers, you can find those on YouTube at T-Formers TV.
Cool. Don.
I can be reached on Twitter at HMRC, the number 4, EVR.
Cool. Rob Springer's not here, but he's at zonebase.org. Or at Robo Rob Springer on the Twitters. We just posted an episode of Zone Base's podcast, Transformer Squadron, this week. I think it was episode 10. So this month's episode, Rob, of course, talks about Godzilla. Okay.
We're at Taco Bell. You can also find Rob at Taco Bell.
I don't really... I've never eaten with Rob at Taco Bell, so...
No, we ate with him at that IHOP, and I love IHOP.
But that's not a Taco Bell.
He always liked Checkers. Checkers was always the restaurant that he would talk about.
We have Checkers around me.
Same.
There's they all
one
closed here.
Checkers I know of in Nashville in the parking lot where Toys R Us used to be.
Aw, sadness.
I've never eaten there.
Hey, Brian, I do have one thing before we go.
Okay.
Since I wasn't on last week due to internet issues, because I was the only person in my area without internet, for basically the
you're
entire
being targeted
night,
on
the next day, apparently. So apparently a deer was somewhere eating some grass and caused an issue.
Hey, that's not funny. That happened to me. Like in 2000.
Actually, what happened, I found out, was there was a flatbed truck hauling large excavating equipment, and one of them clipped the power lines, which caused a cascade reaction on pulling some other wires out of the ground. And it
only affected you?
They got the power. Apparently, the power never went off. They got the power and stuff back up, but apparently it was my pole they hit, and it was just my internet. Talking to my neighbors, that's what happened. But anyway, I want to thank Kojacker, one of our people in our chat and one of our viewers. He picked up off of the Massey attack list that tabletop Tempest game, which I put on there just for grins and giggles because I wanted something to offset the coffin. And he bought that for me off of the Massey attack list, and I want to say thank you very much for that. It's Tempest. I haven't had a chance to open it up yet. I've been so busy with work and everything else with these eyes and everything. But I just want to say thank you very much for that, Kojacker. I really appreciate the thought.
Don, if it's your birthday coming up, you should go into your wish list, if it's the Massey attack list, and put some things on there. Because I was just on it, and I didn't really see anything that screamed, I should get this for Don.
Well, not
except the coffin. But
well, here's the thing. If anybody if anybody is looking to get me anything, I'd rather you take that money and give it to your local animal shelter in Massey's name. You know, he's fine. I'm just saying I'd rather you take that money and put it towards your local shelter, buy them some canned food, buy them some dog food, whatever the case may be, just so that way I know there's some animals out there getting a good meal. And it makes me feel better knowing the money's going for something more important than me. So that's what I appreciate.
Well, either way, Don's birthday is coming up, and if you want to do something for him, tfradio.net/MasseyAttack. Rob's birthday is also coming up, tfradio.net/Claylist, if you want to send him a gift. Their birthdays are literally 2 days apart, so you've got about 2.5 weeks to get something together if you're so inclined.
Yep. We'll see you next week.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/tfradio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons license. Any part of this podcast can and should be redistributed, but please, proper attribution is required if you know what's good for you.
Transformers. It's better than crack.